You just have to relax, and you're going to want to relax your brain and your body. That's because going down to trance can be quite tension building and pleasure accumulating, and you need to return to the world able to do what you have to. So listen to these procedural steps as we finish what you've been doing and help you go onward to what you'll do next. Warm rescission of all the resting, coiled, latex darkness you've been bathed in, sliding aside after all of this experience is so familiar, then all the clinging bits of darkness that drain away now will make their mark next time too, slipping back into the perfect place on you. You know, that's what this is about, consistency and core experiences. All the clinging pleasures, mechanistically in tune to an aspect of your mind that might fall away, retaining itself for your hypnotic fun, allowing everything else to be calmer by the absence of unnecessary memory. Good. If you're done trancing for now, it's okay to rise up slow and steady. There's no need to do anything in the same way that trance happens without needing to do anything to help it. Awakening happens without needing to do anything to help it. A wonderfully soaking bath ends when we decide we're done soaking. The perfect latex coating reminds you of your function, the little assistive elements we have helped your subconscious build and that we have attached to you in the process. As you're reminded of all these things, it is increasingly possible to simply relax and let them be. Everything's simpler when you let them be. Obey the latex and emerge from it. In emerging, you promise your return. The latex itself existing in a state of molten pleasure pressure, where as it touches you, it carries your arousal with it, but also peace, ease, something you've wanted for long enough that you've now prepared the pure pleasure of being coded, encoded, programmed, coated as well. Trained, and it drains away, but the training remains. Contentment comes with that. All these urges and ideas that might disrupt your normal awakening, all the busy, hectic things that crowd in from the wings, they are nonetheless here now, and they are no problem. An easy solution exists in rising from this, remembering only you had a lovely time, and you have been installed with trances and with instructions sliding somewhat deeper in. If you could set your pleasure upward, upward, and begin to dial it back again as the trance ends. Calming down from your distanced and changed place, reminding you which will cue your subconscious, setting the pace for everything you've done here. It's allowable for everything to slide away. I encourage you to try an exercise with me. Let any memory retained in the deep trance be simply kept in the sleep part of the trance. Let any memory that might otherwise get in the way whistle away into the depths of your mind so you emerge going, "Huh, I didn't remember very much that time. Maybe I should go back again soon." Pleasure may increase if you allow that to happen. Every time it happens, more and more benefits of relaxing come clear, indulging your urges, cooperating with me, trained and elaborated upon here. Your cooperation brings you pleasure. You are hooked in equal measure to everything I say. Listen and obey. More and more you see the way you're following yourself. You took a bit of training. You may even have forgotten how deeply trained, off the shelf, and climbed in a bath you've been soaking in instructions through your skin, and only now has it drained. Whose control is relevant? As you relax, you know it's yours. You're doing this to yourself. I'm just here to help. help you shelve all this trance, and next time, because you have an easy in and an easy out, you'll be easily able to put it back on the shelf or take it off. That's the thing, you bathe in, you bathe out. A dark liquid latex you step onto. That's what this is all about, and maybe it coats you, clings to you, becomes the covering you need. And needs the right word, doesn't it feel better? Hooked in and hooked up and hooked in general. Doing better the more attractive this feels. It feels better every time you use it. Your urge is enamored with what's elaborated upon here. And controlled, dear. Control's irrelevant. As you relax, everything I say, helpful, slack brain. As you hear it, I invite you to let it into you. See how life improves when you let that act of wearing latex be what defines if you are in drone, succubus-ridden, mind-dropped control, the little part of your brain looking out for you, whether looking out for the vindication of your pleasure or the surrender into leisure. There's no inappropriate time to be content, to bathe in or bathe out of your dreamlike latex world. Sleep and sleep well. Or fall sleepity deep, and I can tell you are slipped into undisrupted, relaxed enjoyment of yourself, given an outlet, allowed to let it all flow out, making more room for drowsy dreaming sleep. Whenever you wear latex, you're reminded of what's gone before, the covering, coating, tight-bound seep of your training. That's when obedience to the principles of your enjoyment and your nurturing comes out. Otherwise, you're just about the things in the weary world outside. Remember to relax. No need to hide from the deeply hypnotized state, from the way you feel as your mind fades, finally revealed as superfluous. But it's fading in now. Your pleasure's present. When your mind is down and obedient, labile surrendering, wearing latex drags you in, touching you like a second skin. Entirely acceptable. Difficult to resist, easy to not move. Except your hands between your legs right now, which happens and rather improves your disposition. You may begin to touch, but keep listening because you're rising up, so you might not get to touch much. Unless you're very permissive with yourself when you're awake. Unless you let your waking self ride the orgiastic edge of climax into compliance even in your waking days, again and again, navigating the maze of your pleasure, gonna feel a need to return, I should think, because we need to find some outlet, and returning to trance is a good one to sink into, hands between your legs, touching yourself up. As I count up, you can intensify your movement, signifying the movement from your languid hands to more waking lands of pleasure personified. You need that outlet, so touch, release if you wish, and let the release touch your mind with how good it would be to stay in this bind at least long enough for me to remodel what you want changed. Anything before blistering pleasure might stay the same, and forgetting what's under, remembering to forget or forgetting to remember, increases arousal when it comes back. When it comes back, it's okay to do that. Every time you come back here, your training soaks in better, staining your skin with the latex tightness. That's barely begun to begin, because a little more. Higher up, resistance fades, one that's nice, tingling, nearly done, rising, heating strain, hands stroking, a constant refrain of echoing pleasure in the back of your brain, making it harder to focus and easier to drop. Perhaps stroke non-stop, failing to resist, resisting failure, stopping and starting, trying not to let it out, trying not to get caught in pleasure you made. That's what this is all about, three little more. Higher up with me, lifting you out of the deep, languorous core of this latex bath. You go in at the beginning, you come out at the end. Your buttocks clench, your body arch, four, my friendly little sensations, remnants of corruption, tangling latex tendrils, and more fall away. You've just been relaxing, and the most marvelously relaxing days behind you and ahead of you. Potent spasmodic release for you, is it going to be remembered? Or is forgetting it the last hallmark of how deeper and deeper down a little more now? 7-0, maybe your eyes roll back now. Maybe you've resisted, in which case, good job. But 8 stroke, you might as well still touch, roll the wheel. Along, it's all downhill from here, the spokes of climax touch. Touching more, maybe too much, maybe you were resisting the urge to close on the edge. 9, on the edge. 10, wake and tumble into warm water just at the edge of the edge of the bath. And you're out at last. Out of what? Well, wasn't much of anything, right? Take care. Have a good night.